T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Radio 66 WFAN. Well, it is a very good evening to you and AB at 9:07 and 55 seconds on this Wednesday evening on your fan, New York City. Steve Summers here and you there. Michael Fliegelman, Chris Arndt. They're on the other side of the glass in 1-877-337-6666. That'll be the number to call for the 4-hour schmooze right up until 1 on your fan, New York City. Well, after these two games, I do not know what to say, and I got 4 hours to say it. You'll notice we do not have at the very top of this program a production piece. And why should we have a production piece for a team that had no production for two games? Am I allowed to offer a one-word response to the MIA, to the AWOL, New York Yankees? Embarrassing. May I, for a moment, wax poetic? Night has fallen, and so has the New York Yankees. And the thud of two duds can be heard throughout the city. Were the New York Yankees exposed? They certainly were not composed. They didn't put up a fight, not today or tonight. And where was the crowd? It certainly wasn't very loud. Beautiful afternoon it was in New York City. A beautiful day, not a cloud in the sky, you could see. A beautiful afternoon in New York City in the two biggest games of the year. A terrific team in town. And where was the crowd? Not now feeling very proud. Nowhere in sight to see. A Yankee team nowhere to be found. Right now, 5 games in back of Boston. You heard Bob with Moreland's 2-run home run late in this game. Boston and Toronto. Boston now with a 3-1 lead. So you can see a 5.5 game deficit. But hold on just a second at the moment. Only a game and a half in front of Minnesota. And only 1 in the loss column. It's getting very crowded in here. And look out, here comes Baltimore and the Angels crowding both the Twins and the New York Yankees. Is the one word from this afternoon and early this evening, does embarrassing work? May I for just a moment divert? We are going to quote Eugene O'Neill from his long day's journey to a doubleheader loss to the Cleveland Indians. Yes, 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 he says. Facts don't mean a thing. What you want to believe, that's the only truth. Well, Eugene might have been, how you say, bending the elbow, enjoying yet another round if he's telling us facts don't mean a thing. You heard it. I'm guessing you heard it. You saw it. I'm guessing some of you saw it. The evil twin bill. Game 1, it was his 13th pass ball, and you don't want to turn on the TV and hear such excuses. The ball bounces in front of him. It It diverts in a different direction to his left or to his right, 4 or 5 feet away, and everybody is talking about what a nice block. No, 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 no. You want to see a nice block, you'll have to watch the New York Football Giants, and you hope, if you are a New York Football Giants fan, that you see their offensive line with some nice blocks. But it was his 13th pass ball of the season, and it was very costly in Game 1. And in Game 1, runners left in scoring position. In the second inning, Ellsbury and Torres couldn't. In the third inning, Headley couldn't. In the fifth inning, Gregorius couldn't after he could in the third. And in the seventh inning, both Hicks and Sanchez could not. And what they couldn't do was drive in a man in scoring position. 1-for-7, the very wrong number for the New York Yankees in that 2-1 loss. Those two runs scored in the first inning, and the Yankees would not make any much, wouldn't make much of a challenge after that. I mean, the Gregorius RBI double, and that was all. Where was the offense? And yes, Cleveland, a very, very good team, but where was the fight? Where was the might? Where were the Yankees in Game 1 and then in Game 2? Over again in the first inning, Jordan Montgomery. But let me also, when you have a Jaime Garcia and a Jordan Montgomery, when you are starting those two against a very, very good team, a very solid team, you are asking for the baseball gods to, you know, to answer your prayers. Jaime Garcia, in the first game, he had a rough first inning in that Game 1. A couple of hits, a stolen base, and the fastball, of course. And, again, he settled down. I mean, he gave you 5 innings. He only gave up 1 earned run, the fastball from Sanchez. I mean, that's the unearned run, of course. But the Yankee offense, and leaving runners in scoring position, again, 1-for-7 in that first game. And Sanchez, by the way, I want to be fair, he's very good to excellent picking up the ball once it gets away from him. Whether it is under the glove or off the glove, he just has to wait for that ball to stop rolling away. No one is going to find that very amusing, certainly not Gary Sanchez. Certainly not the New York Yankees, that is for sure. That pass ball, very costly. And that kind of 2-1 game. Garcia, he went 5, surprising most of us doing that, especially after the first inning, but avoided damage in the third, the fourth, and the fifth, twice retiring Jay Bruce with a couple of ground outs and a strikeout. I mean, Jay Bruce twice, you know, failed to drive in a run. And, of course, Jaime Garcia once again after that first inning in which, let's face it, I mean, he wasn't very sharp, a couple of hits and the pass ball and a wild pitch was thrown in there, but he did settle down. Can't ask for much more than that. And maybe you were wondering why Girardi in that game number 1 would remove Green with 2 outs and a man on second in the 8th inning when Green had struck out 7 of 8 batters he had faced. Well, wonder no more. Girardi pulling Green in favor of Canely to face Santana, who was 0-for-5 against Canely. And the move did not backfire. Cody Allen, the 4-out save, and 2-1 the Indians, as you know, in that game number 1. And if game number 1 was the bad and the ugly, Game 2 was more bad and more ugly. And again, over in the first inning. I mean, Montgomery was not getting through the first inning, not without scars, that's for sure. 43 pitches facing 10 batters, 4 runs coming across. And it was again for the Yankees uphill. and just trying to come back, and that is something they could not do. And I was watching and wondering, where was the crowd? Where was the crowd today? Was it just me? Was it the television view of with the camera work from the TV? It didn't seem like there were a lot of people at the ballpark today on a beautiful day with a very good team in town, two of the most important games of the entire season. Were the New York Yankees looking ahead to the Boston Red Sox? Were the New York Yankees exposed today by a very good team? Where was the fight? There was no might as the New York Yankees lose a doubleheader, and by the time we get to 10 o'clock tonight, depending on how fast the rest of Boston and Toronto goes, the Yankees could be 5.5 games out and just holding on to that number one wild card over a Minnesota Twins team. And you know that series with the Yankees and Twins is coming up. But the Yankees right now one ahead of the Minnesota Twins. Are the Yankee fans concerned about showing up against Boston? Were the Yankees looking ahead to Boston? All of these games so very important. And the bottom line is they're at the moment about to be 5.5 games out if the Red Sox hold on. Are the New York Yankees, why didn't they show up today? These were two of the, well, they were the most important games of the season until the four coming up with Boston and the remaining schedule, and most of the remaining schedule for the New York Yankees has them playing at home, a good thing, but they just played the Cleveland Indians at home and lost all three games, and in a doubleheader on a beautiful day, did not show up. Where were they? Hard to explain. Hard to talk about, especially if you're a Yankee fan. And are you concerned about A, the division, and B, even the number one or number two wild card with half the American League crowding both Minnesota and the New York Yankees as we speak? So again, what can you say about the New York Yankees after two games in which they were just not there?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.